You may have heard reports earlier in the year that many baseball players were planning to boycott the All-Star Game, and that's because it was taking place in Phoenix, Arizona, in fact, being the birthplace of the controversial SB 1070 that's been at the heart of so many immigration arguments over the past 6 months or so more. Phoenix Sheriff Joe Arpaio is lending his voice to the controversy. He had originally planned to actually station three chain gangs outside Chase Field. That's something he has done before. He did it during a Super Bowl and during two Super Bowls, actually. And he even put up a neon vacancy sign above the Tent City Jail before one Super Bowl. He has called off those plans at this point, but it hasn't quelled the controversy going on over the All-Star Game. Joining us now, George Vesey, sports columnist for our partner, The New York Times. George, we had originally heard reports that there are many ball players who are going to refuse to play in the All-Star Game. Why are they now playing?
Because they're ball players. I think that was wishful thinking on the part of sports writerdom, and maybe people putting their thoughts into the ball players' heads, saying, "Wouldn't it be nice if the ball players stepped out ahead of the rest of society and took one for the team and disrupted their own profession for a cause?" I think that's just so far-fetched. I've been around long enough to not expect that. Why should ball players do everybody else's work for them?
Wait a minute. Adrian Gonzalez of the Red Sox said he was going to boycott the game.
A few did. But basically, I think it implied wishful thinking. The more he thought about it and the more people thought about it and talked to them, they realized they weren't going to do it. In fact, their own union never really said they were.
Well, there are many ball players, especially, who've said that there are a few ball players who said that it's not an issue at the moment because the law is not in effect.
Right. I think that's where as of last year, when the federal court put it down, suspended it and said it had to be looked at, that this has not been an issue. It was the original, it was the original reaction, but Even the Players Association has said, we're here to have a good time. We don't agree with the law. It's in the hands of the courts. It's been suspended, and we go forward.
Let's talk about where this controversy originated and why there was such a strong reaction from baseball players. And that's because so many players in the Major League Baseball Players Association are Latino.
Well, it's true. I think it's about 30%, many of them from outside the United States. Some of them are full citizens, like, as you mentioned, Adrian Gonzalez. But it really doesn't matter. That they have the right and to dislike that law, where they or a relative could be picked up on the streets of Phoenix for looking like somebody who might have come across the border. I mean, there's no doubt that it's a heinous law that is intended to intimidate, and that works sideways into tourism and people who were there on reasonable. I mean, all you need or would have needed would have been for the family of a Major League All-Star to have been picked up and said, by one of Sheriff Joe's guys, and said, we don't like the looks of you. We got a suspicion you might have come over the border. I mean, that would have been big news. Now, whether it would have happened, but you've had characters down there saying, well, we can tell immigrants, just look at their shoes. I saw one guy, I think he was a state legislator, saying, well, you can tell an immigrant from his shoes. And, I have a hard time with shoes, because how can you tell?
George Vesey is a sports columnist for our partner, The New York Times. I thought you were going to admit something about the kind of shoes you wore or something, George, that maybe you...
Well, I dress poor anyway, so...
Well, you're a journalist.
Probably, I could get picked up if I didn't happen to look like, an old bald white guy. But nevertheless, that's the problem, is that you can walk, I can walk safely in places that somebody who's Latino might have concern about. It's not that their papers wouldn't be in order, but who really wants to be detained when they're carrying expensive tickets in their pocket heading into the ballpark? Fortunately, that's not going to happen. And fortunately, the ball players are not going to have to show up with Sheriff Joe's chain gangs arrayed outside. And I get emails from people saying, what do you got against chain gangs? Oh, nothing. I'm all for chain gangs. It's just that sticking around the ballpark just seems to be a little bit beyond the pale. And fortunately, wiser heads prevailed. The mayor announced yesterday that Sheriff Joe really wasn't going to put these three chain gangs around the ballpark.
Well, what do you think about these players that have called in sick to a certain extent? They're not on the injured list, and yet they're not showing up.
No, it goes It goes backwards. I can't prove, and I don't have any sense, and maybe there's somebody out there in an individual town who knows this, but I don't have any sense that anybody's doing it. I mean, Derek Jeter is not going. I just don't believe it has anything to do with the law. I am sure it has to do with him having been injured. Other players have. I mean, they are legitimately injured. Pitchers who pitch on Sunday, pitchers who have sore arms. And I think it also speaks to the fact that the All-Star game has become bloated. I think I saw the latest figure was 83, the number of ballplayers who've been at one point or another in the last month All-Stars. Either they were voted on or chosen, didn't want to play, did want to play. At some point, it's gotten out of hand. I don't find that I have the interest in the All-Star game that I used to think I did, maybe because it's become too much of an extravaganza and not really just the elite of the elite.
Yeah, it's not as great of a game anymore. We're speaking to George Vesey, sports columnist for our partner, the New York Times. George, was there any discussion in the league at all of moving it the way that they moved? I mean, they did move a Super Bowl from Arizona when Arizona refused to pass the Martin Luther King Day amendment. Why didn't they just move the All-Star game?
Well, it's a good point. I think that when SB 1070 was enacted last year, the All-Star game was fairly well locked in place, and then within a few months, the federal court struck it down. Now, I'm not saying there was a rumor that Cincinnati was the alternate site for the All-Star game. It could never be tracked down. Selig has said absolutely not, under no circumstance. At that point, I think it was pretty well locked in. Super Bowl was moved well in advance, several years in advance, by Paul Tagliabue. And I don't want to say it's because Tagliabue has more liberal politics. I think he probably does and did, even as commissioner. It probably was well within his comfort zone. But when you're planning something as long and complicated as a Super Bowl, you want to make sure that everything's in place. The Martin Luther King holiday was the issue back in the day. It's now almost two decades ago when Tagliabue made that move, and I think the circumstances were totally different.
Absolutely. George Vesey, sports columnist for our partner, the New York Times, talking about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is happening in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks, George.
Thank you very much.
What do you think? Should they have moved the game? Would you boycott if you were invited to go play in the All-Star game? Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE.